You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Hey, look, this is a great study. As I mentioned before the break, I had a friend who found a way to kind of deal with some emotional angst by writing a name down and getting rid of it. But actually, there's been a scientific study that's taken a look at the way to ease anger.
Yeah, and look, there were two great studies out this week on anger. I'm not going to talk about one of them, but if you're interested in it, it's all about how being ragey isn't going to help you. It's in the journal Clinical Psychology Review, and basically says you might feel like if you want to vent and get all your anger out, and there are now these rage rooms that come around where you can like smash everything, it might help you feel better. It doesn't. It makes you feel more angry, so don't follow that. But this one I'm going to talk about today is in the journal Scientific Reports, and they basically say that there's a really simple, really cheap, really easy way to stop feeling angry and calm yourself down and just get over it. And we're going to go through that today. So how do they do that? They took the study and they took 100 volunteers and they said, hey, come on in, we really want you to write an opinion piece about an important social issue. And they gave them some different topics, things like should smoking in public be banned. And then they said, also, this writing that you're going to write, like, we really value you. We're going to get somebody to evaluate it and they're going to give you some feedback at the end of the day. And these people are like, great. So they put lots of effort into writing this opinion piece. And then this is such a mean study. And then what they did is after the people submitted their writing, no matter how good their writing was, the evaluator wrote the most horrendously negative feedback back to them, basically said, every volunteer received insulting and negative feedback, including statements like, I cannot believe that an educated person like you would even think like this. They've scored them low on logic, on intelligence, on grammar. Like, they basically slammed this opinion piece. Even though they were great, it didn't matter. And then they took these volunteers and said, hey, how are you feeling? Why don't you write your feelings down on a piece of paper? And these people were very angry, very upset, very humiliated. They wrote them all down on a piece of paper. And then this is the interesting part of the study. They said, okay, we've taken your immediate thoughts and your feelings. We've put them on this piece of paper and they measured them, how they were feeling. They were pretty much all ragey and angry. And half of the group were asked to put their piece of paper with all their feelings on either in a clear Tupperware box on their desk or a clear plastic file on their desk and leave it there. And the other half were asked to either throw it away in the dustbin physically or put it through a paper shredder. And then they measured the anger levels of these people. And the people who kept it on their desk, kept it in a transparent thing that they could see it, stayed angry. And the people who threw it away or shredded it, literally within minutes, stopped being angry, went back to their initial calm state, had the same readings on their score as they did when they came into the study. And I go, well, isn't that a cheap and easy way to literally get your anger levels back down to zero, right how angry you are, shred it and rip it up, tear it up, throw it away, and you'll be good.
I love it. Must sent us a text. So if I write down on a bit of paper, I hate the Crusaders losing and put it in the freezer, will that help me?
Well, apparently, yes.
There you go, Must. Thank you so much, Michelle. Lovely to catch up with you.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.